اليوم معنا طه صديقي who's data engineer في Enigma. It's a really huge data, big data company in the US, in New York specifically, and Taha is working with them. Thank you, Taha, for joining today, by the way.
Thank you.
For really appreciate it. So I'm really excited about this. Data engineering is one of my favorite topics. Even probably I really suck at it, but didn't do a lot of data engineering though. I have so many questions, and of course, الناس اللي معنا اليوم حتى هما غادي يكونوا عندهم the question. Or bien sûr, don't hesitate to ask any questions you have. We can answer them during the live ولا في الفان ديال live. Good to see you again, Amin. Thanks for joining. Voilà, donc اللي كنت نقول هو اليوم التوبيك هو الداتا انجينيرين, وغنهضروا مع طه على شنو هو الداتا انجينيرين, الفرق مع الداتا ساينس, الفرق مع البيج داتا, مع البي اي, all these terms اللي we hear today. دونك غنهضروا على هادشي كامل, وغنهضروا بيان سور على كيفاش you can start في الداتا انجينيرين, شنو هما السكيلز اللي كيخصوك, شنو هما التولز اللي خصك تعلم, شنو هما الكومبيتنسيز اللي كيعاونوا بزاف لا كارير ديال الداتا انجينير. اي بيان سور كيف ما قلت, if you have any questions you want me to ask or to discuss with Taha, I would be happy to do so. دونك غادي نبداو first question اللي هي بيان سور, who is Taha and what is Enigma and what are you guys working on. دونك voilà, I'll let you answer the question, Taha. Go for it.
My name is Taha Sadiki. As a data engineer for Enigma, which is a company, a data-driven company based in the US, as Zach mentioned before. And basically, Enigma is a company that tries to gather as much as possible, like as much data as possible, public data, and also data that they buy, and they try to come like to they try to,
I guess, sort of, aggregate the data, right?
It's like extract some they call it attributes, which okay. are like they can be some sort of information existing in those data set they ingested, or new information they predicted from existing ones.
Okay. And the who had data, say the companies, people had data like
I forgot to mention that the data is around like small businesses in the US.
Okay. Yeah, دونك so ماشي تصاور د عباد الله وشنو بوستاو فيسبوك, right? that's not good, right? Okay, yeah. دونك فوالا, دونك كتجمعوا الداتا على small businesses في اليو اس specifically, yeah. اي ابري هاد الداتا it's processed, it's transformed, voilà, comme ça it can be reused by other companies اللي انتريسي في هاد الداتا, right?
Yeah, exactly. And like the first part, gathering those data sets, and the second part is actually building data machine learning models on top of those data sets to come up with new attributes that can be useful for clients. And like, yeah.
Okay. How big is the team in the US?
The team now got reduced to around 60 person, like 60 engineers divided into two groups, data scientists and data engineers. Okay. But they used to be more bigger than that. They okay. used to have around 150 employee.
Okay, cool. Is there any technology that you're working on in town?
On
Python, obviously, right? They got the There needs to be Python.
Yeah, like the programming language, Python. They have like, we have an internal an internal technology that we built on top of Apache Airflow. So no matter Apache Airflow plus something else, and there are also Docker Kubernetes for the infrastructure for the data that we use, and also the data pipelines that we create. And what else? Well, mostly our technology is related to Python. So except for Apache Airflow and Docker Kubernetes, some other small technologies. The others are mostly like libraries or technologies related to Python. For example, ScrapPy that we use, that we started actually to use it just recently for scraping data sets, which is another like controversial topic.
it is controversial, yeah. Okay, so you use Docker Kubernetes, Python, you use Scala, Response.
Scala, not much. Yeah, I forgot to mention Spark, and specifically PySpark.
Okay.
But Scala, we don't use it much. There are like some people in the company that uses Scala just in some cases where we needed performance, like over readability of the code.
Okay, cool. All right. Thank you for the introduction. My second question, de façon liée le job role ديالك نيت, زعما these days كنسمعوا بزاف data scientist, كاين data engineer, كاين data analyst, كاين بزاف ديال job roles around data. Et bien sûr, the field it's becoming more and more popular. Pour toi, what does it mean to be a data engineer? زعما شنو هو شنو هما لي ريسبونسابيليتي, شنو هما الرول ديال داتا انجينير, شنو هما الكور ديال what you do ولا what a data engineer would do?
Well, the main responsibility for a data engineer is mainly like acquiring new data sets for the company, and technically what they do most of the time is build what we call data pipelines, which are data pipelines are basically like a number of steps or scripts, you could call them also scripts, gathered, like executed in a certain order in order to move the data from one place to another and transform it, do some cleaning, etc. And some people also call it ETL, which stands for extract, transform, load. Even though I'm not a fan of that term because when we say ETL, it's like every data pipeline is supposed to have those three steps: extract, transform, load, in that specific order. Whereas, in some cases, it should be ELT instead. We extract the data, then load it to our internal storage, then transform it.
I see. Makes sense.
Yeah, so I was saying, like, the main responsibility is to build data pipelines. And, of course, all the infrastructure around those data pipeline, both the data pipeline itself, meaning where the data pipeline can run and be executed, because we're talking here about huge amounts of data, so we can't possibly run them locally or in small machines, so we need orchestrations of multiple workers, and that's where Kubernetes comes with Airflow, of course.
Yeah.
And the second part is to also maintain the infrastructure for the data that we ingest and make it like accessible for either internal users or external clients that we want to directly sell the data as it is without any further transformations or modeling.
If we just go the huge amount of data, how much are we talking?
We'll talk in terabytes of data sets.
Okay.
But it's not like the size of the volume of the data that makes it difficult to process. But sometimes it's the structure itself where we need, for example, to process the data line by line, and sometimes have all the data sets loaded to the memory in order to process it or to convert it to another a type of file or
okay.
So
Et what would you say the responsibility que tu as mentionné? شنو هي responsibility اللي كتجيك sort of challenging, like really challenging, and I guess also, you know, fun to do, right?
Well, the challenging part is actually one of the steps in building the data pipelines, and which is like probably it's most, in most cases, it's the last step, which is like just making sure that the data we ingested is as expected, meaning the quality of the data we ingest. And that's a very tricky part. And actually, we just hit a problem because of that, this week. And it might cost the company more than like thousands of dollars just because we didn't check for the quality of the data we ingested.
Okay, well, that's unfortunate news. All right, I feel for the person who made the mistake, but okay. So
well, actually, it's not a mistake, but it's something that we didn't expect, and the whole company is responsible for the mistake.
Oh, okay,
of course, data engineers are like the most responsible ones.
of course. Okay. Donc après in relation with sort of data engineering, qui bien sûr le other job role who are data scientists, right? Also a very common job role. For you, what would be the difference between data engineer or data scientist? Which can overlap, or is it not the same job role, or how do you complete them?
Data engineer, data science are like they complete each other, of course, but they're different. But it's hard to draw the line between when does like data engineering starts and data science starts. It's basically data engineering is, in most cases, the start of any data project. They're the ones that gathers the data and like transform it, do the first hand, like the first type of cleanings and transformations. Then they hand it over to the data scientists that they will use this data set alongside with others to build, to actually extract value from those raw data. So it's like the data engineers are in the start. They bring the data set and make it available for data scientists. And data scientists, they use the data provided by data engineers to build on top of it, more like, as I said, for statistical or more complex models in order to extract the desired informations or predictions they want. And it's actually up to the company to decide when does like the job or the responsibility of the data engineer stuff, and when does like the responsibility of data scientist starts?
So I guess every company they define it differently. Donc, على حسب bien sûr le genre de projet اللي عندهم ديال data, على حسب the complexity ديال. Yeah, I mean, I heard some companies اللي ما عندهمش like the data sets very complicated. Sometimes the data scientist is like doing everything. So that they're بحال تقول full stack data scientist. Donc qui did data ingestion, transformation, loading, and also the analysis.
Yeah.
I guess for you guys, things are a little bit more complicated for data ingestion and the ETL process. It's like two different job roles.
Yeah, exactly. Like when we have, for example, in Enigma, we need like multiple data sets from different sources that needs to be ingested and maintained at the same time. And we can't have like a data scientist do all that plus build the models on top of them. But as you said, in some companies, when the data ingestion is not hard and is not a heavy work to do, like the data scientists can take over and just build and just ingest the data once, or even build a data pipeline. Sometimes we don't even need a data pipeline. We only need to grab the data once and put it there, then create our model on top of it, extract the desired information, and here we go. And in this case, there is no need for a data engineer to do the job. And in some other cases, we don't even need like data scientists as well. Like if the purpose of the project is just to visualize, for example, different data sets, or to combine them, then like visualize them. Normally, like data engineers do the job. Like once they gather the data, all they do is just create some dashboards, and like present it to the leadership to decide based on those statistical information extracted from the data as graphs.
Makes sense. Makes perfect sense. We have a question from Adil. What about data architects? Do you guys have a data architect?
We don't have a specific role for data architects, but it's part of the data ingestion. Okay. And currently, we don't do a lot of architect like designing all the data storage, or even where we run the data pipelines, because once we build that, it's like we keep just running it and using it, and we don't, well, in most cases, we don't need to modify it. And if we need to do any sort of modifications, we either do it ourselves or or ask for the help of DevOps.
Okay. Another question is, a lot of data engineers complain that their job gets kind of boring with time. Can we have your feedback about that? Is it boring?
It's not. And it's not like it.
I mean, the issue, I guess any job can be boring at some point. It depends on like what you do, not the job title per se.
Yeah, like from my point of view, it depends actually on the purpose of the company you're working with. If you're passionate about their goal, their final goal, and what they're trying to accomplish, and you feel like you're part of that, and your day-to-day work is actually contributing to that goal, in that case, it wouldn't get boring, I guess, in my opinion. But of course, if like all you do is create data pipelines without having like that understanding or feeling that you're part of the final goal of the company, that can get a bit boring, especially maintaining those data pipelines. And yes. Actually, like, there is a term in like in the context of data called data mining, which I think it's very accurate, because in both actually data science and data engineering, the process of actually either gathering the data or trying to extract new information from it can be really tedious and probably frustrating in most times. But having that hope that at the end we're going to find something new or, you know, something of value, that helps you throughout the process.
Makes sense. Makes perfect sense. Okay, so we have another question from Mohammed, who's an aeronautics engineer, and he would like to know how learning data engineering would help him, I guess, in his job, right? Mohammed, I don't know if you were talking about like how data engineering would help you in your current job as an aeronautics engineer, or sort of how it will help you maybe do something else, I guess.
Well, I guess the thing here is if in your job you're using, you're like interacting with data, not like small amounts of data, but, you know, a lot of data sets coming from different sources. In that case, of course, data engineering, learning about the practices, the best practices in data engineering can make your life a bit easier.
For sure, yeah. I think for any engineer learning, data engineering, it will at least kind of the basic of data engineering, it helps a lot. It helps, you know, find insights, find information. Example, let's say I'm a front-end engineer or I'm a back-end engineer or I'm doing something that has nothing to do with data engineering. It's still interesting to know data engineering basics. But you can, for example, a lot of questions you can see yourself, and the answer is data set. وخصك تشدك الداتا سيت وتاناليزي. اكزامبل بحال مثلا كاين هذاك ستاك اوف فلو ديفلوبر سيرفي. ف ستاك اوف فلو ديفلوبر سيرفي عندهم يو كان داونلود الداتا سيت ديال الانسرز. ابري بون عندهم هما واحد الويب سايت فين كي ريزوميو الانسرز و بلا بلا بلا. مي بحال مثلا ما كاينش المغرب ما كاينش في ديفلوبر سيرفي ديال ستاك اوف فلو. اون فيت ما كاينش في الويب سايت, كاين في الداتا سيت مي ما كاينش statistics ديال المغرب in particular, باسكو النمبر ديال الانسرز من المغرب قلال. مي بوغ مثلا ان ديفلوبر ماروكان اللي بغى يعرف مثلا Moroccan developers how they feel about some things, مثلا what do they like about their job, what do they hate about their job, things like that, ولا شنو هما technologies اللي Moroccan developers are most excited about ولا they hate the most. بحال مثلا هاد لي كيسيون they're useful if you're thinking about your career. بغيتي تعرف جون لا توندونس فين غادا, you it's useful to look at these things. The only way to find these answers هو كتيليشارجي الداتا سيت and you do the things yourself, right? Like you analyze it yourself. Après bon, you can load it into Excel and do like the things the easy way. May if you can also process it and build graphs and, you know, complex things out of it, that's also cool. Mais je pense it's always useful to have like the data engineering tool set. Après, peut-être le degré les, differs. Like, you don't need to know as much data engineering as Taha, for sure, because he's like doing crazy things at Enigma. But, you know, it's always useful to.
Exactly. Sometimes, like, knowing about those best practices can open up some doors that you never even imagined. Like, just knowing that you can do it, and once you spot the chance that to use those tools in your, probably, like, what I'm saying is that sometimes if you don't know about data engineering, you won't even think about those projects and how can they be useful to to you. And once you do that, like once you learn about those best practices and
right.
and like the tools used in data engineering, it's like you opened another door and some like a bunch of possibilities that you can add to your either personal or professional projects.
For sure. We have another question from Ayman about stack technologies you use on a daily basis. Bon, tu as mentionné a few of them, Docker, Kubernetes, Python, Airflow, et bien sûr, Airflow, you have and come your own layer on top of it, right? What other yeah. technologies are you using on a daily basis? Besides, obviously,
on a daily basis, well, they're mostly, yeah, there are some other technologies. Like recently, as I said, we started doing some scripts. So there's like Scrapy, Selenium.
Nice.
And there's also another tool called SQuantum, which we okay. just bought recently. But in most cases, like in daily basis, on a daily basis, what we use is mostly Python. Yeah.
So Python and then, bien sûr, Airflow. You couple it Airflow, voilà. Donc, you use mm-hmm. Python with Airflow, and for the deployment, you use Docker and Kubernetes to run all of these things.
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay. Another question from Nuhaila. Is making ETL somewhere related to data engineering job? I guess yes, right?
Yeah, it's a ETLs big... ETLs is basically what I was referring to as data pipelines. And it's actually the main responsibility of the data engineers.
Yeah, yeah. So a big part of what you do is building ETL pipelines, maintaining them, you know, making yeah. sure that the output doesn't end up costing the company thousands of dollars, things like that, right? Okay.
Yeah.
We have another question from Smail. This is a good question. Is data science job? Oh, actually, he heard that the data science job will disappear in the future. Is that true? I guess Smail is not a fan of data scientists. But yeah.
Apparently.
What's your answer to that?
Like, if the question is designed for me to say yes, then like, I'm sorry to disappoint you, but I don't see like any. Like in the near future, at least data right. science will be there. We might change the terms because people started talking about business science instead of data science. The reason why they created this new term is that they think that data science is some sort of like focuses more on research more than actually the business value that can like the value that can contribute to businesses. So they added like business science to say it's more of we're trying to solve problems that will actually be of value to businesses and not just some researches. And
so like rebranded it to make it core red, like BI basically, okay.
Exactly.
Well, look, كينا لا تيغوي ديال انه we will all lose our jobs and AI will basically overtake everything we do, right?
Yeah.
I mean, there is the no-code movement that's kind of unrelated to that one. Mais I pense que at some point, like AI will learn writing code and then, you know, we won't need the humans to do that anymore.
Actually, they created tools, AI tools that predict your what you're trying to encode it for you. as you're typing in the VS Code.
Nice. Okay. I don't want to see that, but good to know that it's coming very soon. Zachary has a good question. Thank you, Zachary, for joining. En fait, la question broadly here, how to prepare for a data engineering job, mais specifically, parce que the question is obviously, you know, it's a big question. But specifically, شنو هما الحوايج اللي كيعاونوا بزاف؟ واش say mathematical background ولا programming experience, specifically with languages like R, Python, and so on?
Yeah, for data engineers, the focus is more on like software engineering and, you know, programming more than like we actually don't need any sort of mathematical background. We might need some basic knowledge on algebra, but you know, it's not one of the requirements. Like data engineers, actually, the way I see it is some sort of like they're like software engineers with knowledge on like best practices on how to use data and how to like interact with it and probably transform it. So the most important part is the skills of programming. And in terms of languages, as you said, like the first one I recommend personally is Python. R is more of in my point of view, it's more designed for research and not actually for production, at least in tech companies.
Okay.
And the second language that you might need to learn is Scala. If you want to bring your Spark code to the next level.
Okay. So generally Python, is Scala specifically for Apache Spark?
Yes.
Okay. And I guess, bien sûr, if you're preparing for a data engineering job, you should learn Airflow, or a similar tool to Airflow, right?
Yeah, I forgot to mention that. Basically you need a tool to orchestrate the data pipelines you're using. The most important, I guess, known one is Apache Airflow, but there is also Luigi, or there are some other tools.
Yeah.
Like, if you know one of them, I think that's enough. Because the important thing is the concept behind them and not actually syntax or how to use them.
Yep, 100%. I think we have a couple of questions. Must-haves to be a good data engineer. I guess it's knowing better these technologies, right, and these tools and these sort of open source projects, know how to use them. I also know the best practices, the tools that we mentioned. Je pense que for data engineering, like software engineering and like other like fields, system engineering and so on, or peut-être every other job on the planet, to be good at something, it's not about just quantity. It's not about زي ما واش كتعرف R or Python or Scala or other languages. It's about knowing multiple things. Me, it's about knowing them زي ما مزيان. Like knowing the best practices. بحال مثلا في Python, knowing how references are done. Like know the memory model via Python. It's about knowing simple things like naming conventions, how to structure Python code, how to write clean Python code, maintainable Python code. I guess, I don't know if you agree, Taha, or you have a different perspective on it.
Yeah, I agree. As I said before, like data engineer, to be good as a data engineer, it's like being good as a software engineer first, and like after that, actually to be good at data engineer, you need to do a lot of data engineering, so you need experience. So because the most important thing here is to to know how to interact with huge amounts of data sets. And it's actually sometimes hard to learn those or to even find those sort of data sets on your own without being part of a company that will provide you with the resources and the the data sets, or even buy those huge data sets that you're going to interact with.
Je pense peut-être شحال هادي كان صعيب تلقى داتا سيتس كبار to practice on. Je pense دابا مع Kaggle and other platforms it's easy to find data sets. For you, شنو, what do you recommend? Like if I'm learning data engineering but I want to practice, what's the best approach?
I think at the start I think scraping is a good practice.
Scraping is a touchy subject.
Yeah, I know. Well, companies are doing it, and legally it's
it's legal. It's legal. Yeah. En fait, كانت واحد الكيس امريكان ريسامون جو بونس هذه عامين ثلاث سنين مع لينكدين جو بونس ما عرفتش شكون اللي دعا الاخر مي كانت واحد كومباني سكريبين داتا فروم لينكدين في امريكان اتس ا كومباني زعما ماشي واحد خونا مريح في كراج كي سكرابي لينكدين ات واز ا كومباني بالاوفيسز ديالهم كيديروا سكرابين اون لينكدين المهم شي واحد فيهم دعا الاخر ما عرفتش واش لينكدين اللي دعاهم ولا الاخرين اي فينالمون حكمت لهم محكمه لانه scrapping public data on LinkedIn is legal and you can do it legally. Après, je sais pas واش في المغرب you can do it زعما واش it's applied to المغرب. مي المهم at least in the US if you're scrapping LinkedIn you can do it legally and not worry about. Après it's hard. It's really hard, but you know, at least you know you're not doing anything illegal.
Yeah.
But go ahead, sorry قطعتك.
What was I saying?
Yeah, we were talking about how to practice. Yeah.
Oh, how to practice? Yeah. Well, I think as I said, for data engineers, the main responsibility is to build data pipelines, or ETLs, if you prefer that term. So try to build those. For yourself, just look for public data sets from different sources and try to see how to first acquire those data sets, then think about how to the best way to store them or transform them with an idea of what you want to do with them at the end. For example, try to look for if you're trying to analyze, let's say, Stack Overflow questions. Try to grab data from Stack Overflow, combine it with probably some from another source that might add additional information to Stack Overflow, and try to come up with a presentable data set that can add a certain value that didn't exist in those separate data sets. So the idea here is not to just work on ETLs without having a goal at the end, because having a goal and having can help you look for best practices and be always aware of that the data you ingest is actually going to be used for a certain to accomplish a certain goal. And
Dia has a question. I guess we discussed it earlier. Thanks, Dia, for joining. About difference between data engineer and data science, we talked about that earlier. Après, pour le BI, what's your point of view on that? How is it different than what a data science or a data engineer would do?
Actually, BI is more like more related to data science than data engineering. The difference between like BI and data science is well, at least in my opinion, is just the complexity of the models you're building on top of those data sets, meaning that both of business intelligence and data science try to extract some value from an existing data set. But the difference is in how do we extract them. BI tends to be more of like some sort like simple statistical models, or even just building like querying the data and building dashboards in order to help leadership decide on a certain matter. And business is more complicated, meaning more complex models that we need to build on top of the data. So yep. They're mostly similar, but the tooling probably and the methods used are the difference here.
I see. And what about big data engineer? Because I see like some people on LinkedIn, they have a big data engineer on their resume as well as profiles. Isn't it the same thing as being a data engineer, I guess? Just because you're not dealing with small amounts of data, you're dealing with big amounts of data.
Yeah, exactly. It's there are also data engineers, but as you said, they're more of like the data they use is considered as big data.
They're more cool data engineers, right?
Yeah,
that's what it means, right? Okay. Quick question from Dia. He's asking, is there any data science competitions open for Moroccan students, Kaggle style? Do you guys do competitions?
Personally, I don't.
Okay.
I tried a couple of competitions in Kaggle long time ago, but yeah, I don't do competitions, and I'm not aware of any competitions both in data science or data engineering.
Okay, well, I think Dia might know few competitions, but you know, Dia, let us know in the comments and we can promote them. Another question from Zakaria about functional programming, and I guess Scala can be useful here. So he's asking, is functional programming more favorited than object-oriented way, especially for working with pipelines and reactive systems? What's your opinion on functional programming, specifically in the context of data engineering?
Well, currently we actually do use both of them, depending on the case. So in terms of the style, we mostly use functional programming for the data pipelines and like object-oriented programming for the tooling that we create to help us build those data pipelines.
Okay.
But there's no preference in terms of what to use and what style to adopt. It depends on the team you're working with and the company, of course, and the style they're adopting.
Okay, so you think in terms of they probably gonna coexist. C'est pas une question de XML, like for functional programming is gonna overtake object-oriented programming.
Yeah, exactly. Well, at least at Enigma, they will coexist.
Makes sense. All right, I think we've covered almost all the questions that I had, and also almost all the questions that we had from the audience. I have one question, Ella, like where for you, like what are you trying to learn next? Like we talked about the tools that you use in your day-to-day job. شنو ما tools اللي دابا حاط عليهم عينيك اللي you wanna maybe explore next? These can be like programming languages, technologies, frameworks, things like that.
Currently, the need is in like validating the data we ingest, like validating the quality of the data we ingest. So I'm trying to learn more on like how to make sure that the data sets they ingest are as expected, like how to build those quality rules and how to design the workflows to take into consideration that additional step to validate the quality of the data. And I recently found an interesting like library called Pandera. It's used with pandas to, and it's the design is really cool. It lets you just write some rules. Rules are basically functions, and those functions are going to be executed on like every data set that you're ingesting, and either warn or even make the data pipeline fail in case some of those criteria are not met.
So it's kind of like automated testing, but for like data, right?
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay. Nice. Yeah. So yeah, I guess I can relate to that. I see. So yeah, just send me the name of the tool. That way, I can broadcast it. And mm-hmm. Yeah, that's actually a really good question. What's your favorite book, Ola, about sort of the data engineering? If you had to suggest a book about data engineering or related to data engineering, it could be about software engineering. Like, what's your favorite book there?
I don't remember actually currently any name of a book. To be honest, I don't read books on data engineering. Mostly I do like articles on Medium, and they have a lot of good stuff there. Once you filter by like Python and data engineering Medium, you're going to find a lot of interesting stuff there. And yeah, I feel like for data engineering, especially as it's like a like it's one of the fields that continues to change like daily and weekly.
I'm
thinking like the best way to learn about data engineering is actually through articles.
100%. Yeah. Okay. So thank you, Abdulrahman, for sharing the tool. So it's called Pandera. And this is what you're going for next. So that's good to know. I don't know if you have any more questions, or I don't know if Taha, if you have something you would like to say, maybe Didikas.
No, I don't.
Okay, cool. Well, okay. Yeah, so we're almost 1 hour in. Thank you, Taha, very much for joining me today. I know that you're really busy. I know you're shifting a little bit, sort of you're on a different time zone. You're working from Morocco with the US, so I know like it's still your work hours. Thank you very much for joining me today. Really appreciate it, and I really appreciate everything that you shared with us, and good luck with everything that you guys are working on for Enigma, and I guess you're currently hiring, right?
Yeah. We're in need of new data engineers, so okay. We're calling for help. Please.
Yeah. So if you wanna work with Taha, Enigma is actually hiring for a data engineering role. And yeah, so you can apply, you can actually apply to Gemography because, you know, we represent Enigma in Morocco. So you can apply to Gemography and then we'll connect you with the team at Enigma. And you'll be obviously working directly with Taha and other, and you have a new team member, right?
Yeah, coming up, coming next month, I guess.
Nice. Well, look, good luck to you guys. And thanks again for joining us today. Et bien sûr, for everyone who's watching on Facebook and YouTube, thank you very much again for joining us and for your awesome questions and everything else. This is obviously going to be available later if you want to rewatch it or share it with someone else who might find it useful. Après, bien sûr, it's going to be available on Facebook and YouTube for the people who don't like Facebook. Yeah, make sure you follow us on Facebook at least, or Facebook or YouTube, but whichever you prefer. Comme ça, we can at least send you notifications about new episodes, new content, things like that. We also have a chatbot on Messenger that also can send you notifications. قبل ما تبدا الابيزود فاش يلا كتبدا الابيزود so yeah we just send you like two notifications no spam yeah thanks again really enjoyed this one and cheers bye
it's been fun thank you
see ya